This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
This man does make me feel pretty insecure about my achievements in life, as he's 19 years old, just a year younger than me. He's already won the X Factor and represented his country at Eurovision, but of course, it's not enough. He just keeps on going. He's releasing a brand new single and it's called Spirit. We're joined by Isaiah Firebrace. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Welcome to Joy.
Mate, we're peachy. Thank you so much for asking. It's pretty cold and dreary. Where are you at the moment?
I am actually in Townsville at the moment. Away from the cold.
Yeah, we're nasty over here. You must have peachy weather.
So what are you doing up there? You've got a show going on?
Yes, so currently I'm actually doing just a little run of shows just regionally in Australia. I released my new song last Friday, which is really exciting. It's called Spirit. And, it's a song about reconnecting back, with yourself and rediscovering yourself and rediscovering your passion again, So it's a really awesome song to have out there, and I'm just having so much fun being on the road performing that song as well as my new originals, So
yeah.
It's great. I'm having a lot of fun.
Well, that's really good. I mean, you're talking about that, the song Spirit and looking back, but, I'm having a look to see that you come from a very large family. It was like 12 children. Do you think that coming from a large family has played a role in the spotlight that you're under now? Like, was it a musical family? Is that where your talent came from?
Well, honestly, I only grew up with me, my dad, and my brother. So there was only three of us in the household, but it is true that I am one of 12 siblings, yes, but because, my parents were separated while I was young, they were separated. So it was only me, my dad, and my brother, but my dad was definitely a huge, huge influence, with music and, with my confidence, and he was just always a massive supporter. So, yeah, he's been there from the start.
How did they go supporting you? I mean, my parents struggle with supporting me just being a normal kid in high school. How did they go with you being under the spotlight? And how did that picture play out?
I think when I was on X Factor and when I won X Factor, I think they were all kind of just as shocked as I was.
Yeah.
I think everyone was kind of just like shocked, but just super proud, and especially then just getting Eurovision and just everything in my career that's happened, they've just been with me every step of the way and just been as supportive as they should be. So I'm very lucky, to have my family and siblings supporting and really getting behind me. It makes me really, really happy.
So as you're saying, you've just released your new single, Spirit, but, your other singles you've come out, you've amassed millions of views. What's the different sound of the new song to what we've heard previously?
Well, this song, Spirit, is more of like an anthem. It's definitely got a different sound compared to like the normal pop commercial sound. It's definitely more of an organic, raw, anthem-sounding song. And, it's very gospel. It's very, very gospel and raw. And I love gospel music. And that's, the message of the song really ties into that whole gospel feel of resilience and, never giving up. And yeah, it's cool. I've got some other new music coming out very, very soon that's definitely more pop centric, and I'm excited for releasing those. So I'm just glad to have Spirit out. It's a really personal song and it's very uplifting, so I'm just glad everyone's enjoying it at the moment.
Is it a scary move releasing a song that's different from your normal work that will amass millions? Is that a scary move for you as an artist?
I don't know. It kind of depends, because I love the song Spirit so much and because it came from such a personal place, like, it is a little bit nerve-wracking because, you're being vulnerable, in front of, your fans and stuff, because in that song, it is a very personal song. The words and stuff came from a personal place. So it is a little scary, I guess, but I guess in terms of the sound of music, I think people just, as long as I'm singing something from the heart, I guess the sound of the song, it doesn't really matter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're talking about how the song is about finding your passion. Is that correct?
Yes, it's about reconnecting back, you know, with something you were once close with, whether it be, you know, yourself, or, you know, reconnecting back to, you know, religion, or reconnecting back with old friends or family.
Yeah.
Reconnecting back with something you were once close with, you know, but finding that again, rediscovering how important that is to you.
What was it that you reconnected back with?
It was definitely myself. Myself and reconnecting back with, you know, like my beliefs and, you know, things that I believe when I was young, you know? So I think 2018 was like a pretty kind of difficult year for me. And, you know, I found myself kind of like really lost, you know. I was like hanging around like wrong people, and, you know, I was away from music a little bit, and, you know, I was just away from like doing things that I would normally be doing, and I found myself very, very lost because I was away from my passion, you know.
Yeah.
And that feeling was really scary. It took me to go through a pretty hectic year to realize, you know, what I've achieved, and realize, you know, like my worth, and realize my place in the world. And I wrote this song to kind of reinforce that in myself, you know. I reconnected back with my soul and my spirit, reconnected back with music. And that's why I'm so excited now to release all this music, because it's great and I'm sure people are going to like it. So,
well,
I'm happy.
That makes me feel really good hearing you say that. And it's lovely to hear young people reconnecting, coming back. Because, I mean, you're right, 2016 you win X Factor, you go 2017 straight on to the finalist in Eurovision. You know, you had a pretty big, hard start. Sometimes you need to take a break, and it's great to hear you back. It was 2016 when we heard your release of your first studio album, Isaiah. So when can we expect the new album?
Oh, well, you know, I went to LA I think like a month, 2 months ago, and I was there for about 2 weeks, and I was working on a lot of new music, and it's sounding awesome. And
good.
You know, I haven't really been, nothing's been really approved, I guess, for an album, I guess, but I do have a lot of songs to be released, so maybe like an EP or something.
Okay.
Early next year is really cool, but you better stay tuned, because yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to like the music that's coming.
Well, we are very excited because we are about to play your brand new song, First Time on Joy, and it's going to be a regular here for sure.
Thank you very much. That's awesome. Thank you.
No worries, Mandy. Hey, thank you so much for chatting us this morning. Hey, everybody out there listening, Spirit is wherever you get your music, so go put it in a playlist and show this talented man some love. He deserves it. Isaiah, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
See you soon.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.